Livewire Operation Epic Fury Day 15. U.S. strikes 90 targets on critical Karg Island, avoid oil facilities. By Kurt Zindelka on March 14, 2026. The military operation in Iran is now over 2 weeks old. While overnight U.S. attacks on the critical Karg Island avoided striking Iranian oil facilities, the Islamist regime in Tehran continues to attack energy infrastructure throughout the Gulf region. Saturday's live updates below. All updates in Eastern Time. 9:35 a.m., conflict with Iran entering decisive phase, says Jerusalem. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said on Saturday that the conflict with Iran is escalating and that it is now entering the decisive stretch that will continue as long as necessary. Only the Iranian people can put an end to this through a determined struggle. Until the fall of the terror regime and the saving of Iran, he said per the Times of Israel. 9:10 a.m., Petraeus says securing Strait of Hormuz by force is difficult but possible. Former CIA director and former commander of coalition forces in the Second Iraq War, David Petraeus, told the BBC's Today program that he believes the United States can secure the Strait of Hormuz by force, but it will not be easy. Outlining the potential difficulties, Petraeus said, "Keep in mind that just a handful of mines in the water can slow you down enormously. Keep in mind that the mine-sweeping abilities are limited, but it's painstaking business. There are mines that can be on the bottom of the floor of the strait. There are those that float just below it. There are others that could be tethered to the bottom. It's a painstaking effort." 8:40 a.m., oil flows through Strait of Hormuz fall off a cliff. Estimates from Goldman Sachs cast a troubling picture of the future of energy prices, with the leading investment bank telling the Financial Times that the oil flow through the Strait of Hormuz has dropped from around 19 million barrels per day to around 600,000 amid the conflict between the United States, Israel, and the Islamist regime in Iran. Meanwhile, multiple European countries, including France and Italy, are reportedly seeking talks with Tehran to ensure the safe passage of energy to protect the global economy. French President Emmanuel Macron has previously said he would seek to form an international naval coalition to protect oil tankers as they pass through the choke point. 8 a.m., authorities battle blaze at UAE port. The port of Fujairah came under attack by Iranian drones on Saturday morning, sparking a fire at the critical oil hub for the United Arab Emirates. The port is situated just outside the contested Strait of Hormuz, which Tehran is attempting to blockade in a bid to drive up international oil prices. Following Friday evening's U.S. strikes on Karg Island, which is crucial to Iranian oil exports, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, reportedly told the UAE that American hideouts are legitimate targets, Al Jazeera reported. 7:40 a.m., U.S. destroyed over 90 Iranian military targets on Karg Island. On Friday evening, President Donald Trump said that the U.S. military had conducted one of the most powerful bombing raids in the history of the Middle East on Iran's strategically significant Karg Island, which he dubbed the crown jewel of the regime. On Saturday morning, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said that American forces destroyed naval mine storage facilities, missile storage bunkers, and multiple other military sites, amid the large-scale precision strikes on the island. However, despite hitting over 90 targets in the strikes, the U.S. did not strike the Iranian energy facilities on the island, through which around 90% of all oil exports flow, given the island's deep-water ports. President Trump remarked last night that for reasons of decency, I have chosen not to wipe out the oil infrastructure on the island. However, should Iran, or anyone else, do anything to interfere with the free and safe passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, I will immediately reconsider this decision. Iran's military, and all others involved with this terrorist regime, would be wise to lay down their arms and save what's left of their country, which isn't much, he added. For earlier Livewire updates from Friday, please click here.